money burns a hole in my pocket.
Money. Yep. Taking a look at how to make money in this market environment. Been easy kind of as of late if you're a bull on stocks, because we've seen the markets move up to records. Jim Lowell is back with us, Chief Investment Officer at Advisor Investments, $3.2 billion in assets under management. Jim, hey, great to have you back here with Corey and myself. You say so long as the U.S. consumer remains strong, you're going to worry less about market weakness. It's all up to the consumer.
It really is all up to the U.S. consumer. So as long as we see reasonably strong trends in the jobs market, as long as we note reasonably strong uptrends in home equity values and, for that matter, retirement plan balance values, we suspect that at least our economy is going to be able to stay on its slow growth, not no growth course. And, of course, we understand there are some considerable headwinds from established foreign markets, to China, to exogenous events, as ISIS seems to be stepping up its ability to penetrate defenses. But all of that is literally noise against which and through which we think we'll be able to manage our ways towards some reasonable long-term gains.
So you were among the people who thought that Brexit maybe wasn't going to happen, or at least on the margin. When you look at this now, do you think it sounds like you're dismissive of its importance?
I think it will prove to be as important as it proves to be, which is not just a rhetorical trope. The fact of the matter is that we just don't know the ways in which Brexit is going to unfold politically and hence economically. We don't know the impact that it may have, not just locally in terms of the UK economy, but across the European Union and then perchance around the globe. So given that it is as opaque as it is today, we think it makes far more sense to focus on the facts of the ground, try and concentrate on managers who know how to find selective opportunities, especially, I would say, in the small and the mid-cap stock area where companies tend to be more immune to currency and global trade issues and more correlated to whether or not their domestic consumer is buying more or less of their goods and services.
Hey, Jim, speaking of not knowing how things will unfold, negative yields, low yields for such a long time, we don't really know how that's going to unfold. And do you think investors are ready for when this low yield, negative yield environment ultimately it will change direction and move in the other direction and move higher?
It's an excellent question, and I'm often asked what keeps me up at night, and quite honestly, it is the negative yield question, since it is unprecedented, that gives me the greatest case of nervousness over an intermediate long-term basis. I hope you're right that we, in fact, do see a turn towards a rising rate environment. That would, of course, signal a better growth both currently and potentially ahead, but I fear that we may have to see a prolonged stretch of not just current negative yield, Japan, Switzerland, Germany, but maybe others as well in terms of significant movers and shakers of the economy. The global economy remains on very sort of wobbly legs, even against the backdrop of our own economy being able to maintain slow growth, not no growth.
Which is about 30 seconds left. What's the state of the consumer in the U.S.?
State of the consumer typically correlates very highly to the state of the jobs market and also to wages. We see sustained uptrends in both. We definitely understand that there's a large constituent that is permanently unemployed or underemployed. That's a concern, but it's not all that concerning. We think that in this round of second quarter earnings, we'll likely see some relative improvement. And even if we don't, we know that because of uptrends in income and savings, the U.S. consumer, for that matter, U.S. businesses, are in better bottom line shape than they were certainly heading into 2008-2009. So we're in good shape to weather even problematic times.
All right. Jim Lowell, the Chief Investment Officer from Advisor Investments. You are listening to Bloomberg Advantage. I'm Bloomberg Radio. I'm at Corey TV. She's at Carol Master TV on Twitter. This is Bloomberg.